You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
And it's a Falcons Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. We are live from Publix in Alpharetta on Haynes Bridge Road. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Gordon's out here. Dylan's back at the station this hour. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Major shout out to Kevin here at Publix at 11800 Haynes Bridge Road. He told us officially that is the address.
And he had no idea what the topic of, oh my goodness, there looks to be some food incoming.
Oh no, there are pub subs that have been brought out now.
Been doing so good this
after
time.
You just ate the vegan oat bite.
Yeah, it's an interesting
Listen, it's concoction. Delicious. It's oatmeal.
It is very
it's
tasty.
Raisins. It's perfect
it's,
for breakfast.
But and I don't think this is necessarily a vegan thing. It reminds me of like a gluten-free cookie.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I'm not one of those.
A little bit chewier.
Okay.
A little bit chewier, but very tasty. You're right. Very good.
Well, we are celebrating the Falcons' victory last night over the Bucks. I know you guys are very excited to get home, get some sleep today. Is that exactly what you get to
drive home? So there's that. But yeah. And then I'll be able to go to sleep.
Okay,
so,
good.
You should just be happy about it.
Exactly.
This is an off-air conversation we were having about what we need to do.
Nobody
after
needs
this.
You know what I mean? So it is.
We can talk about it.
Ali said, I just get to go home and go. And Bo said, well, I've got to first.
Drive home first.
You're insane. I don't. You're going to sleep here at Publix
Shocked.
The whole time.
I tried to sleep here at Publix before the show, and you wouldn't let me.
Listen, Kevin's been very accommodating to us all morning, but I don't think you can sleep here at Publix. So, yes, you will have to drive.
What if I just sleep in my truck in their parking lot?
Don't get me wrong. There's been times at these Publix on Fridays I've wanted to move in. They've treated us so well.
I know. Today is one of those days as well. All right, so we're talking about the Falcons' win last night. You know, we are – as of last week, we are officially ruled out of the playoffs. What is the goal now for the end of this season? Especially coming off a win.
Well, I first and foremost, and this is kind of one of the things I went through in wake-up call, I want to see them win.
Yeah.
I take a lot of pride when you start to ruin other teams' seasons. I think that's a beautiful thing, especially a team like Tampa that looked like they were at the top of the world for a few weeks. And basically, I think that so many times when you look at development, and people look at development and they think quarterback. Well, Michael Penix is out of the lineup, so I don't know if the – but I still look at guys like James Pierce. I want to continue to see him thrive. I still look at Jalen Walker. One of the biggest ones that I wanted to watch last night, and he actually had a pretty good night, was Ruka Rororo.
He did.
You know, Dorlas has kind of upticked a little bit. I don't know that Rook, considering you traded up for him into the second round, I don't know that Rook has really gotten to the level that you want him to be at. So I want to see him continue to develop and do some of the things these other young guys are doing up front, because that's going to be a fierce front.
I think Rook has played a lot better than people will give credit or actually maybe notice. And I say it that way because I'm not trying to be I know more than you or anything like that. But I do think sometimes people look at stat sheets and they say, well, he only has why'd you trade it up for 20 tackles and 2.5 sacks, right? And there's so much more that a defensive lineman does. You know, how many of Brandon Dorlas' sacks has been kind of Rook? How many times is Rook blew up a play last night and somebody else got the tackle for a loss? I can't remember who. I remember the play, though, because Rook was the one in there. Rook
might have been Kale London or Onyemata, one or the other.
Yeah, and so it's one of those deals. It is that, too, but not just James Pierce. Many people forget about them not having that draft pick this year, but call me a real fan or not, but I believe going out and winning as many games as you can and making that draft pick back into the teams, if you could get to 7-10.
Right, you want to ruin the draft pick for the Rams?
Yeah,
I'm with you.
That, to me, is part of it, right? And the development of the young players on defense is a very good call by you. And you have a chance with the Dylan Drummonds and the Chris Blairs, possibly even David Sills, to kind of build depth for when you do address the wide receiver room next year in the offseason, and you obviously hopefully add to it, that maybe those guys will stay around and this playing time will help them be very, very good quality depth guys.
There is a certain aspect of this draft pick that goes to the Rams. Follow me here. Where I have been following the New Orleans Pelicans because the Hawks own their draft pick, right? And I've been following it, kind of rooting for the Pelicans to lose. There is that part of me that I'm like, I don't want to be the Pelicans for the Rams. You know what I mean? Like, the Hawks all of a sudden hold all these cards where, you know, hey, we're in trade talks of, you know, these superstars going around and Anthony Davis and this, that, and the other. I'm like, that's how the Rams are right now. The Rams are at, like, such a power position because they're probably the best team in the NFL, and they also own our first-round pick. And I'm like, I don't want to be their Pelicans, man. I don't want to be the guy that feels like they're getting taken advantage of and they're getting a top 10 pick. So I'm with you. Go out and win all these games. You still got James Pierce, and that's why I'm not ashamed to say that I'm a fan of the trade you did make, and I think it worked out for everybody.
He's playing his ass off. I love the fact that he's here.
You also got Xavier Watt in the deal, too.
And there's no guarantee you're going to get a player as good as James Pierce in this year's draft.
For sure.
You don't know that. He's outperforming the third overall pick, and Abdul Carter, I believe he was the third overall pick. You know, real quick, we're going to get life script, but real quick, I keep seeing all these things. Like, there's Larry Brown Sports is a website I go to a lot. It's got some sports stuff. And it says, NFL fans said the game was rigged when this happened for the Falcons. And I'm like, oh, so they didn't think the game was rigged when one team had 19 penalties and the other had 4? Oh, it was that Tampa couldn't squeeze a ball on the ground in a scrum? That's when the game was rigged?
I'm telling you.
Get real.
You mean to tell me they wrote an article about they? That's ridiculous.
They did write an article about they, because you know why? They is real.
Okay.
Dylan, all right. Last night, Todd Bowles, after the game, first off, when – I don't know if you guys saw this. I'm not sure how much TV showed. I don't know. I just kind of saw some stuff. But Mike Evans and a few players, before the kick was even on the ground for Zane to boot it, had walked off the field.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and there's video of him walking off angry. Now, ironically enough, Arch and I – ran into Mike Evans, kind of. He came out of one exit of their locker room and almost ran into me because, you know, I guess when you're short, tall people decide that they're
going to say, he's about my height?
Yeah, he's big. He's a tall dude. Very nice guy.
One man wrecking Arch, ball last night.
Arch actually had a little interaction with him, and he's such a really good dude. Mike Evans is a phenomenal dude. So to see him upset, I think you saw a culmination of a guy who worked his ass off to come back from a broken collarbone, and really played it off. I mean, he had a great game. Everybody's going to talk about Kyle Pitts' game. and Evans is going to get lost because they lost, right?
I agree.
And we've seen that happen to us before. But, yeah, they were frustrated, and apparently Todd Bowles was frustrated as well because his post-game presser, boy, I tell you what, it needed an R rating.
It's inexcusable. You don't make excuses. You got enough. You got care enough. It got to something to you. It's more than a job. It's good. How well do you know your job? How well can you do your job? Well, you can't sugarcoat that. It was inexcusable, and there's no excuse for it. That's for no excuse for it. That's what you tell them in the locker room. Looking.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Can somebody tell me what he said? I have no idea what he just said.
Watching the Jerry Springer show and you can't understand anything.
Yeah. I just heard inexcusable in the locker room. That was the only two words I could make out.
Okay, every time there was inexcusable and then locker room, there was an F word in front of those. And then with the shorter bleeps were the S word.
Okay.
I think I counted in total at one point on the bus last night 11 expletives. 7 were the F word. He was – and a lot of – and I saw the narrative by they is that he was throwing his players under the bus. But when Baker got up there, you know, Baker pretty much backed it up with it's on us and that kind of stuff. And Baker, if I'm not mistaken, even said that, hey, that's the same thing he told us in the locker room. He didn't say anything up here. They didn't say in the locker room. You know, Allie, when Mike was – you know, having his fun on the afternoon show, you and I were in the trenches on the morning shift, so we talked to Rick Stroud, and I asked Rick about, hey, you know, after making the playoffs the last few years, doing a good job, you know, winning the division, winning playoff games, has that, it seemed like there was an uneasiness and the fans were not happy with him. That's quelled, right? And he straight up told me what? No. He's like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
He's like, they're not happy at all. Necessarily with him, and it's a thing that's starting to fester. And last night, some people say they booed the team and Bowles. Some people say they booed because Mike Evans and fans left early. But regardless, it wasn't necessarily good. And all of it just saw the Falcons win for the first time since 1993 when they were down by 14 points in the fourth quarter. They were able to come back and win.
I think it's interesting, too, and we spent a lot of time talking about, you know, back in August, we were like, man, it's a talented football team. We're talking about the Falcons, right? Talented football team, should be able to make a run. I don't know. Like, they finally got fully healthy in the wide receiver core yesterday. Baker Mayfield's getting closer to back to health. Tristan Wirfs was available after he was out last week. Mm-hmm. Luke Getteke. I mean, Cody Mauch is out, and I know that Bredesen, the left guard's out as well, but that's a team that you feel like at this point getting back to health and hitting their stride at all the right times, and it is the complete opposite.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of the reason you're getting booed at this point.
Kirk Cousins goes out there with the no-name receiver crew. I'm saying that because they're just not guys that were named. It's not a knock on them at all, so it's not that way.
They're not game plan. Todd Bowles ain't game planning calling David Sills a war daddy. I can tell you that. He's
throws for 96 more yards than Baker, two more touchdowns than Baker, one less interception, and was sacked four less times. Mr. Immobile himself, Kirk Cousins, only got as much pressure as they brought constantly at him. Give a credit to what some people think is an atrocious offensive line. It's not. Very good offensive line. They did a good job picking up things. Give credit to Bijan, Charlie Warner, Tyler Algier, and picking up blitz packages. And, you know, they went out there and they outperformed a team with, two, three first-round draft picks in that receiving core on the field. And, by the way, Jalen McMillan still hasn't stopped running his little mouth. He talked nonstop last night. Just me.
Well, okay then.
I tell you what, that dude can kick rocks.
Wow.
Hey, did we hit 50 sacks last night? Because that was what he predicted. That was what Bo predicted.
No, he did not. He said 40.
We're actually on 49.
He said 50, and then he was like, no, I'm not right.
But at the golf tournament a couple weeks ago, we let him reset.
No, we didn't. I'm not letting him off the
hook. You know what? That's crap because you're just a big bully. Because you tried to shame me.
You should have stuck to your guns.
You know what? Of all the times I stick to my guns and the one time I don't, you're going to be that guy?
It sounds like it's nap time for these guys.
It is.
It is time to go to bed, fellas.
It's time for a long weekend.
That is going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Gordon, Dylan, and everybody involved in today, myself, Allie Mack, thank you so much for being here today. Thanks so much to Kevin and the whole crew at Publix and Alfred on Haynesbridge for having us/dealing with us today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
stand up to the bully in your life. I'm about to.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo.
I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.